WRCOFM Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nass Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, just when it looked as if their season were done, they continue to win. They'll be playing in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament today. We'll have those details coming up during our sports report. Plus, we'll set the stage for the championship Saturday in boys high school basketball in Madison.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nass Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nass gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nass Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
With sports on WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app, I'm Adam Hess. The state boys basketball tournament championship games are set at the Kohl Center in Madison. And how we got to championship Saturday, we look back to Thursday. The Division III state tournament semifinal games included St. Thomas More over Prescott, 68-45. The other D3 final, Lakeside Lutheran over Keele, 57-55. Division 4, the Mineral Point Pointers defeated Aquinas 62-61 and Kenosha St. Joseph a 46-37 win over Marathon. From last night in Division 5 semifinal action, a win for Columbus Catholic over Solon Springs 78-65. The other D5 matchup, Abundant Life downed Almond Bancroft 42-37. Division 2 semis, a close one, Wisconsin Lutheran over Nicolet, 56-54, and Pewaukee picked up the 20-point win against West Salem by a final of 89-69. Division 1, it was one for the record books, quadruple overtime, and Arrowhead got by Nina, 99-95. The other D1 semifinal, Marquette University upended Kettle Moraine, 67-60. That puts today's games on the docket, starting at 11 o'clock this morning at the Kohl Center in Madison. It'll be the D5 state championship game. Columbus Catholic faces Abundant Life. In Division 4 at 1 p.m., Mineral Point will face Kenosha St. Joseph. The Division 3 tips off around 3 p.m. St. Thomas More faces Lakeside Lutheran. At 6:35 this evening, the Division 2 state championship tips with Wisconsin Lutheran playing Pewaukee, and they wrap up the tournament at 8:15 tonight at the Kohl Center. The Division 1 state championship game will see 15-1 Marquette University against 15-1 Arrowhead. A.J. Storr scored a career-high 30 points, Stephen Krall added 19, and the number 5 seed Wisconsin Badgers beat number 4 Northwestern 70-61 in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers now advance to play top seed and nationally third-ranked Purdue in the semifinals today. The Badgers lost both regular season meetings to the Boilermakers. Storr gave Wisconsin its first double-digit lead with 6:57 left in the second half when he sank a three-pointer for a 62-52 lead. Northwestern star Boo Booey made his 7th three-pointer with 4:17 remaining. That pulled the Wildcats within 65-59, but they would not make another field goal the rest of the way. Wisconsin stayed hot from the three-point range with making 16 on Thursday against Maryland. Freshman John Blackwell made a three-pointer with 2:14 remaining. Zach Edey had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 blocks for third-ranked Purdue as the Boilermakers recovered from a blown 12-point lead to beat Michigan State 67-62 in a hard-nosed quarterfinal game in the Big Ten tourney. Lance Jones had 10 for the Boilermakers, who improved to 29-3. And of course, they will advance to play Wisconsin today in the semis. Tyson Walker had 15. Malik Hall put in 12 points. And Trey Holloman added 10 for Sparty. They fell short in head coach Tom Izzo's 1,000th game on the bench. Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 28 points to help number 13 Illinois overcome a 10-point second-half deficit and beat Ohio State 77-74 in the quarters of the Big Ten tournament. Shannon made two free throws with 11.3 seconds left that put the Illini up 77-74. Jamison Battle had a chance to tie the game for Ohio State on a three-pointer when Illinois neglected to foul or prevent a shot, but the ball bounced off the rim. Battle led Ohio State with 21. The second-seeded Illini will play the winner of the Indiana and Nebraska game in today's semifinal round. Top 25 men's college basketball, three upsets in the top 10 college as conference tournaments continue this weekend. Number 1 Houston over Texas Tech, 82-59. Number 2 UConn, a 95-90 win against St. John's. As mentioned, the third-ranked Purdue Boilermakers held on against Michigan State, 67-62. The fourth-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels, a 72-65 win over Pittsburgh. Number 5 Tennessee dropped a game to Mississippi State, 73-56. Upset number 2 Oregon, 67. Number 6 Arizona, 59. Number 7, Iowa State survived Baylor 76-62. Ninth-ranked Kentucky dropped a game. It was a 10-point loss to Texas A&M 97-87. And the 10th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles, a 79-68 win against Providence. Michigan has fired coach Juwan Howard after 5 seasons in the big chair, parting ways with the former Fab Five star, whose return to his alma mater included a Big Ten title and advancing to 2 NCAA tournaments before closing out with 2 straight disappointing seasons. Howard finished with an 82-67 record with the Wolverines, reaching some highs and lows. He won a conference regular season championship and was 1 win away from the Final Four in 2021 when he was the Associated Press Coach of the Year. Then he lost a school record 24 games this season and finished last in the Big Ten. On to the NBA. Milwaukee will try to keep its 3-game home winning streak intact when the Bucks face Phoenix coming up on Sunday. Tomorrow's game is the second meeting of this season between the two teams. The Suns won the previous matchup, 114-106. Milwaukee is 26-7 at home, and on the road, the Phoenix check in at 18-14. NBA Finals from last night, it was Miami over Detroit 108-95, a win for Phoenix over Charlotte 107-96. Orlando upended Toronto 113-103, New Orleans clipped the Clippers 112-104. Denver danced on San Antonio 117-106, and Utah edged Atlanta 124-122. Just 2 games in the NHL last night, and there are a couple of shutouts. Winnipeg 6-0 over Anaheim. Los Angeles blanked the Blackhawks of Chicago 5-0. Defensive lineman in the NFL Aaron Donald has announced his retirement after a standout 10-year career with the Los Angeles Rams. The 3-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year made this surprising announcement on social media. Donald spent his entire career with the Rams, who drafted him in the first round back in 2014. He was selected for 10 Pro Bowls and 8 All-Pro first teams, and he won the award as the league's top defensive player in 2017, 18, and 20. He was the cornerstone of every Rams defense during his career, drawing habitual double teams away from his teammates and still racking up 111 sacks. The 9 Bowl Subdivision Conference and Notre Dame have reached an agreement on a 6-year deal to continue the college football playoff through the 2031 season. Now, the move establishes a revenue-sharing plan and allows the CFP to finalize a new media rights agreement. Executive Director Bill Hancock says the agreement doesn't look in a format for the CFP for 2026 or beyond. Now, the playoff is expanding this season from 4 teams to 12 teams, but that number could grow after the current contract with ESPN expires in 2025. Then they may lock into a format. The new deal guarantees playoff access for at least 5 conferences through 2031. Wyndham Clark is leading the Players' Championship by 4 shots after another 65, that in Ponte Verde Beach, Florida. The big concern was for Scottie Scheffler. The number one player in the world felt pain in his neck on his second hole of the day and was trying to just finish the round. He shot a 69 and was 6 back. It was his 25th consecutive round under par. Scheffler had treatment on the course and after his round. Clark is tough, even in the best of circumstances. The U.S. Open champion opened his second 9 with 4 straight birdies and shot a 30. Shohei Ohtani and his wife arrived in South Korea with his Los Angeles Dodger teammates ahead of their season opening Major League Baseball games against the San Diego Padres next week. Ohtani was the first Dodger player who showed up at the arrival gate of Incheon International Airport west of Seoul. His wife, Mamiko Tanaka, walked behind him. Before departing for South Korea, Ohtani revealed the identity of his wife by posting a photo of him and Tanaka, the ex-professional basketball player, and he released that on his Instagram account. Los Angeles Dodgers star Ohtani says the upcoming Major League Baseball opener with the Padres in Seoul will create great memories for him and his wife. Now, the 29-year-old player spoke to media at a packed press conference room a day after he arrived with his wife, a former pro basketball player. The Dodgers and Padre games on March 20th and 21st will be Ohtani's debut with L.A. And final scores from around Big League Baseball yesterday. Lots of games canceled. Kansas City at Cincinnati, San Francisco at Oakland, Texas at Colorado, Seattle at the Los Angeles Angels, and Arizona at Milwaukee all canceled in the desert due to rain. Some finals that did happen. Detroit over Atlanta 6-1. It was the White Sox over the Cubs in a battle of Chi-Town 3-2. Houston over Philadelphia 5-3, and Pittsburgh down the Yankees 6-2. Tampa Bay lit up Baltimore 7-2. Detroit a 9-6 win over Toronto. Cleveland 6, Kansas City 1. Boston an 8-5 win over Minnesota. Washington 7, the Mets 3, and Miami over St. Louis 8-4. And the Antelope Valley men's basketball team in Glendale, Arizona is done after one of the stranger seasons in recent college memory. The Pioneers lost in the first round of the NAIA Men's National Tournament and finished with a 26-5 record. The private university in Lancaster, California, announced it was closing on March 6th because of financial difficulties, which potentially should have ended the men's basketball season early. But the men's basketball coach, Jordan Mast, started a GoFundMe page that raised nearly $50,000 and allowed them to travel and finish out their season. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.